Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are in between the day-night doubleheader, Twins and Guardians. Final Saturday of the home season at Target Field. Final game at home tomorrow against Cleveland. And then it's on the road to play Texas and Philadelphia before they call it a 2025 season. And the Guardians, they're on a tear. They've won 9 in a row. They won game 1 earlier today, 6-0. On July 9th, they were 15.5 games out. On September 10th, they were 9.5 games behind the Tigers. At the moment, 1.5 out in the division. With the win over the Twins tonight, they pulled within 1. And oh, by the way, those teams go head-to-head in Cleveland Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So a lot of drama as we head down the stretch in the American League Central Division. Bailey Ober on the mound, by the way, as the Twins try to play spoiler tonight. Right now we're going to go outdoors a little later than normal. We weren't sure when game one of this day-night doubleheader would come to an end. Steve Carney joins us, stevecarneyoutdoors.com. Hey, Steve, how you been?
I've been great. Just ready to jump into a bow stand here in about a half hour. I'm kind of excited. The temperature out here has dropped significantly, and it's going to be a good night. These deer are going to be moving after the rain that came through today. They always do, and so I'm looking forward to a pretty good evening. But, you know, it's been a tough opening week. It's been so hot. It's been in the middle 80s, and it just is not conducive to be sitting in a tree when it's that hot. And, you know, to take care of your deer, if you get one down, it's just too hot. So a lot of people, including me, are going to start hitting it now starting today. And next week looks, you know, 71, 72. This is the cool down that we really need. So this next week looks beautiful, especially for fishing. It's going to be light winds, like 6 days in a row, perfect weather. It's about darn time, let me tell you.
Yeah, and it is going to be a quiet, calm week coming up, cool overnight, and as you pointed out, that's going to be good stuff no matter what you're doing in the outdoors.
Yeah, you know, the fishing really went downhill this week because of that, you know, hot weather, and, you know, last week the water temperatures were 62, 63, and now they're 71 as of yesterday. So they actually went up instead of down, and I think that's why a lot of my patterns on these fish have changed. I mean, they're not in the same areas they were in last week. They basically moved, and that's what happens when you get these warm stretches. They just change their patterns. They change their feeding, and it'll come back again this week as things stabilize, and they'll probably back and they'll be back in those same areas again once we get, you know, 2 or 3 days of stability. So we're still not at that fall bite yet, Steve. We're not quite there. It's maybe a couple of weeks away, maybe longer. But, you know, we got other stuff going on. We got the waterfowl opener coming up this weekend, the traditional real walleye or duck opener this weekend. So looking forward to that. Duck numbers are not fantastic by any means. We're going to have to work a little harder than normal, but the hardcore waterfowlers will be out, and there could be, you know, 50, 60,000 Minnesota people, you know, out on the water this weekend. So that's a big deal. And again, the weather looks absolutely perfect.
And still ways away for the pheasants, for sure. But let's get into waterfowl. And this has been a big change, I think, over the years. I don't know if any hunting season's been more impacted by change in the last 25, 30 years than waterfowl hunting.
You are 100% correct. There's no doubt about it. You know, everybody knows the flyways have changed more to the west, but, you know, we've lost so much habitat, and the water quality is really the big issue. You know, we have so much runoff from farm fields, nitrogen, salt on our roads, you know, in the winter. This all goes into our waterways, and it's really degraded the water to the point that the ducks don't even want to deal with it because there's no shrimp, there's no sago, there's no snails anymore, and a lot of that food is just gone. And that's why, you know, they've moved west. So we get our local birds, you know, normally wood ducks and teal in the beginning. But once they leave and they're early migrants, then it's kind of a tough go for a while waiting for migrant birds to come down. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. And up in the northwest here 2 years ago, we had a pretty good flight and it was good. There were a lot of coots around. Last year, there was not any coots at all in this whole northwestern part of the area. And, you know, it just changes so much. And, yeah, it's a tough go. And we've lost a lot of hunters over the years that have just gotten disgusted and don't want to put in the effort because it's not worth it. So all we have left are the, you know, hardcore guys that are going to go out no matter what. And, you know, we've had those early seasons, which really really bothers me. I mean, the first one was September 6th, and that was weeks ago.
Yeah.
So a lot of those birds have been disturbed already. So, and left, you know, when they, you know, have pressure like that, they'll migrate early. So that's really, I think, affected the opener. It's just not as good as it used to be just because of that early pressure, the early youth season. You know, all these early seasons are, I think, really took a toll on it. And also, you know, taking away that 4 o'clock closing, I think, was a big mistake. You know, we can't bother these birds when they're going into roost late in the afternoon. They need not to be disturbed. But when the season now is open till sunset, they are being disturbed and they will leave. So everything is liberalized, you know, so much in the last few years and changed so much that, I don't know, it's not getting better, Steve. It's getting worse, I guess, is the best way to describe it.
All right, Steve, good luck out in the woods, and we'll certainly get a report next Saturday ahead of the Twins and the Phillies.
Yeah, that sounds great. It looks like a great week for just about everything, Steve. So, yeah, it'll be fun to be on the water and in the woods, man.
All right, good luck. Be safe out there.
All right, take care.
There he is, Steve Kearney, Steve Kearney Outdoors. By the way, our outdoors coverage continues on Sunday. Rob Dreisline from the Outdoor News has a great show, great guests, a lot of terrific info between 5 and 6 Sunday afternoons here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.